But we do this every morning after a Cowboy game, win or lose. We talk to the owner and general manager who joins us now on the ticket hotline. Say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you doing today?
Not too good. What a heartbreak to be so close.
Yeah.
So close there on the end. And then that stupid quarterback of ours throws an interception to lose the game.
Well, now, it was decided before that.
It was a Hail Mary. He gave you a chance to win it. He threw the ball great all night.
You know what that game last night had in common with a restroom stripper?
Hmm.
Both were a pretty unsatisfactory finish for me.
You need to stop bringing that up. I don't even know if that happened.
Let's just everyone go ahead and update our paperwork so Zeke didn't show up for training camp or last night's game.
He had a tough game.
Why did I pay him again?
Yeah,
well, that's kind of how you base your offense is on him being able to run it.
Oh, man. And that Viking defense, they didn't give Zeke very much, did they?
No. Nope.
They didn't let him get away. They were tougher on him than an NFL domestic violence investigation.
No need to bring that up.
Yeah.
And Maher's first field goal attempt sure was a doozy, wasn't it? You like that?
57 yards.
It wasn't really close.
Yeah, 57 yards. That's how much he missed it by. I just want to make that clear.
He may have, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen an NFL field goal attempt end up in somebody's $40 nachos. That was a first.
Man, you got a million of them this morning.
I do, don't I?
You do, but you don't.
Our offense, that was a disappointment to me.
Yeah.
At first. I mean, they start slower than that first half of Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, it just takes forever to get going. But I thought Garrett's game plan of falling behind early and digging a hole for us to find our way out of, that seemed like a bad strategy.
Yes.
I don't know.
Getting a little old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting very old. Very old.
Very.
Like me. Do you think I made picked the wrong assistant head coach to make head coach? That Mike Zimmer looked pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a pretty good coach.
Yeah,
pretty good little coach.
Really good defense too.
He actually looks like he has something to do with the football game when he's on the sideline, unlike our coach.
He does look more involved than your coach.
I know. Garrett always looks like he's just a fan that won a fantasy contest to get to dress up as a head coach and watch the game from the sidelines.
Well, is he under fire now after dropping to 5-4?
Oh, yeah. I remind you, he didn't have a new contract.
No extension.
No extension yet. And you know what? He's playing to get that extension. I mean, he's got to turn this thing around.
Yeah.
What's Mike Zimmer's deal? Has he got a long contract?
I'm not sure where he is. I think he's got a few years left.
You're looking around, huh?
I really like old Mike Zimmer, but I got to say, he needs to lose them crossword puzzle glasses.
Well, it helps him see his play sheet. At least he's looking at one.
Yeah, at least he's looking at a play sheet. But he doesn't quite look like an NFL head coach to me. He looks more like a middle school English teacher who really enjoys Sudoku in his free time.
Yeah, maybe.
Throw me. No, I know I was a little bit rough on Smooth Chocolate at the beginning of our interview that took place earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
but I like Smooth Chocolate. I thought he had a pretty good game. I mean, he was shoving his balls into some tight places.
Yeah, he really was.
Like,
yeah, throwing them in there. Yeah,
Jordan,
throwing them in there.
You know what that's like? You know.
I've never played quarterback in the NFL before.
That's right. But I do have some bad news for Cowboy fans.
What's that?
We've had a bad week at the Jones household.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's wrong?
We lost a family member.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gosh.
We didn't hear about this.
Well, this is breaking news. I'm announcing it here. Jerry Jr. on Tuesday left the sliding glass door open on Tuesday evening, and Rally Cat got out.
Oh, no.
That's what happened to Rally Cat.
And Junior was crying, and he was inconsolable. And so I had to do something. So in a move that's not completely unprecedented for a Jones man, I spent the whole night chasing pussy. The cat around that neighborhood.
Okay. Did you ever catch Rally Cat?
And finally, oddly enough, around 2 a.m., I found him.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, good.
And I brought him back home. So that was, we thought we, you know, bullet dodged.
Okay, yeah.
Back.
That's
but
good.
Then on Thursday, Gene was back in the van out of the driveway to take the kids to school.
Uh-oh.
And she backed right on over Rally Cat.
No! Oh, my God.
No.
Tattered a doornail.
No.
No wonder you lost.
Rally Cat is no more. No wonder we lost. So we, on Thursday, we held a little funeral in the backyard with some Jesus prayers and some little crayon pictures that the kids drew. And then I told, in another move that's not completely unprecedented in Jones history, I told Roosevelt to get rid of the body. And handed him the sack with Rally Cat in it. And
poor Roosevelt.
That idiot Roosevelt tried to flush the thing down the toilet.
You can't. That's only for goldfish.
So we had to get a plumber out to the Jones Mansion to try to get the plumbing working again because it was all clogged up with Rally Cat.
Oh, man.
So it's just been a hell of a week for us. Hell of a week.
Well, awful. I'm sorry, Jerry. For your losses.
Well, thank you. Thank you, yeah, for our multiple losses. Yeah. Vikings.
Game and the cat, yeah.
But we'll get them next week. You just hang in there with us.
Okay.
We're going to be Super Bowl bound, Garrett or not.
Okay, go get them.
Go get them. Good morning.
Good morning. There goes Jarrett.